You know, Brother Thomas, you had mentioned sin several times during our conversations and stated that sin is the cause of man's separation from God and the very thing that keeps man from the promise of eternal life. But could you help me to understand, what is sin?
Yes, Sister Mary. I would count it a privilege to identify and tell you what sin is. You know, in Scripture and also a lot of times in the Christian world, we think as teachers, Bible teachers and preachers, we think that people know what different words mean when it comes to definition, or such as righteousness and even sin and even faith. And some of the words that we use as everyday lingo in our Christian talk, and even some believers, they repeat words, but they themselves don't understand what a lot of words mean in Scripture, such as, for instance, sin. You can line up, and I've done it in jail ministry, where you could get 50 people in a room and ask them exactly, what is sin? Now, lots of times, even as Christians, we don't understand or don't even have a definition as to what the word sin means. We put our own words, we put our own definition, whatever flashes through our mind when we're reading a word, we kind of think, well, you know, it's something bad, or, you know, well, it's murder, and it's killing, and it's, you know, stealing, and, you know, things like this. And we put, you know, drug addict is a being a drug, doing drugs is a sin, smoking is a sin, alcohol is a sin. And we put all these different definitions on this one little word, and yet it doesn't tell us what the definition of that word really is. You know, certainly, you know, alcoholism and a drug addict and all these that, you know, sure, I'll agree, you know, it's sin. And it's wrong. But still, what is the definition of sin? What is a one-word definition for sin? And so lots of times when we're reading Scripture, we take it for granted that the people we're teaching or the people we're talking to, that they know what these words mean that comes out of our mouth. And lots of times, even believers don't know what certain words mean in Scripture, but they're used all the time. And sin is one of them. Like I said, you can take 50 people and stick them in a room, and I guarantee you, you won't get the same definition as to, if you ask 50 people, what's the definition of sin? What does sin mean? Every person will have their own personal definition as to what sin is. Now, not everybody is right. So what is the definition of sin? We need to define it so that when we read our Scripture, so that when we read our Bibles, we know exactly what the definition of sin is, so that we can get the best understanding as to what the verses are that the Lord has given us in His own Word. Lots of times when we don't understand Scripture, it's because we don't understand some of the definitions of certain words when we read them. And as we read, we just nonchalantly just go over putting our own definition as to what we think that word means. Therefore, it is important that we as Bible teachers and preachers, that we make sure that those who are in our hearing distance that we teach and preach to, that they do understand what the meaning of certain words are. So I would take it and count a privilege to give you a definition as to what sin is. And I have found out that lots of times some of the best places to look up for definition of certain words, Bible words, is not in a dictionary, but actually is from the Bible itself. If you'll turn to 1 John chapter 3, and let's read verse 4, we'll see what the definition of sin actually is. Verse 4 says, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." Now, if you look at that word transgression right there, and if you were to get a dictionary, the word transgression means to break the law. But if you keep reading in most dictionaries, you'll find a one-word definition for the word transgression. It's not a word that we use in everyday language. It's another big word that we find in the Bible. And, of course, the word transgression means to break the law, or it could be replaced by another word. To break a law is the exact same as disobedience. To disobey. Stop and think about it. When you disobeyed your parents when you were younger, and they told you to clean up your room and you didn't do it, what's that is? You're breaking a rule. You're breaking your father's rule. And therefore, transgression actually means disobedience. Now, we all know what where the first sin took place. The first sin, everybody knows it, or most people do, all those who are believers know that the first sin was Adam and Eve partaking of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, if you will go back to Genesis for just a moment and read we'll read chapter 3, or we'll read part of it. But first, let's see. Let me see, I was going to read another scripture here. There is another verse, and I can't find it right now, but there's another verse where God told Adam and Eve not to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, that was a command. That was an order. But he didn't say that they could not eat of every other tree. In fact, he told them that you could eat of every other tree but the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Okay? Now, that was a direct command. Well, we know in chapter 3, and if you read it for yourselves, I don't have time right now to read it to you, but if you read chapter 3, verse 1 to 14, you'll see where they did the opposite. What did they do? God said, don't eat. What did they do? They ate. So we can understand that the definition for the word sin is actually disobedience. And if you would apply that in a lot of areas in your reading, when you read Scripture and you come upon the word sin, if you would put that in replace of it, you would come to see that the definition of the word is what it is. Definition of sin is disobedience. So if you would apply that to your everyday Bible reading from here on in, you'd be able to get a better understanding. So what is sin? Sin is exactly just one word definition. Sin means disobedience. The very first sin was where God told them not to partake of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, and they turned around and disobeyed God of their own free will. Remember, God gave them the will of the free will to choose, and they, of their own free will, chose to disobey God, to not do what God said. And that was the very first sin committed by any human being. So, does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. Thank you.